Friday comes around but once or twice a week, but whenever it does, we ask one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of the reading, watching, listening, tasting and smelling they've been enjoying. And this Friday is no exception, as 50% of the artist duo Cleary Connolly, Dennis Connolly, shares with us his Culturefile likes.
My name is Dennis Connolly, and I'm an artist, an architect by education. The book I'm reading at the moment is by a 19th century Russian author, poet, novelist called Lermontov, and he wrote a book called A Hero for Our Time, A Hero of Our Time, and I'm rereading it because I think it's a wonderful book. It was considered the first psychological novel and inspired Dostoevsky after him, and even inspired Ian Fleming to create James Bond, apparently. We've just finished watching a television series called I May Destroy You, which is an English series, quite fascinating. It's essentially the story of a rape. The protagonist is a young writer who wakes up in the morning and can't remember anything of what happened the night before. And she slowly reconstructs it and discovers that somebody has spiked her drink and raped her. So, but throughout the series, she discovers this, but she also discovers lots of other things about herself. So it's quite an interesting portrait of an author in London in the present.
I've just smashed your phone.
I don't know. Where did you get that?
I just wanted to know, how did last night end?
I've got this thing in my head of, like, this guy.
The music that we've used on one of our pieces is by an Italian composer called Chelsea. And it's modern music from the post-war period, very, very abstract, but quite beautiful, quite passionate. And in particular, he composed a lot of piano music, so I've been listening to a lot of that, and it's quite beautiful and quite austere, but in a strange sort of way, like a lot of piano music, it sort of speaks straight to the heart. Living with the woman that I live with, she's forcing me to discover a lot of more organic foods and salads than I might naturally tend towards. So one of the things that that we eat regularly is pasta with broccoli and a lot of garlic. And she's been teaching me how to keep broccoli green by blanching it, and it's a thing that has a particular memory attached to it because it was first served to us by an Italian friend, an architect friend in Paris, about 20 years ago. And we've always loved it ever since. A very simple dish, but beautiful. I spend a lot of time in the pool, and at the moment I can't go to the pool because most of the pools are closed in Cork, but I usually go to the pool 7 days a week, and I miss the smell of chlorine from the pool, and I even miss the smell of chlorine if I lick my wrist 12 hours after leaving the pool, I can still smell the chlorine.
The likes of Dennis Connolly there. Tomorrow evening, Halloween, the Culturefile debate gathers a session of Irish traditional music makers, singer Roisin El Safdie, concertina player Kathleen Ni Gowan, fiddler with the group Slow Moving Clouds, Alton O'Brien, and the Irish Traditional Music Archives' Alan Woods, for a conversation about where trad finds itself in a world of shuttered snugs and online sessions. That's the Culturefile debate, Saturday evening, Halloween at 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM. And if you're looking for your usual Culturefile Weekly with all the best of the week's Culturefiles, that too is available right now wherever you get your podcasts.